January 11, 1965 was a bright, warm day in Southern California. The kind of day when Catalina floats on the Pacific horizon and the air smells of orange blossoms. And it is a long way from the bleak and difficult East, a long way from the cold, a long way from the past. A woman in Hollywood staged an all-night sit-in on the hood of her car to prevent repossession by a finance company. A 70-year-old pensioner drove his station wagon at 5 miles an hour past 3 Gardena poker parlors and emptied 3 pistols and a 12-gauge shotgun through their windows, wounding 29 people. Many young women become prostitutes just to have enough money to play cards, he explained in a note. Mrs. Nick Adams said that she was not surprised to hear her husband announce his divorce plans on the Les Crane show. And farther north, a 16-year-old jumped off the Golden Gate Bridge and lived. And in the San Bernardino County Courthouse, the Miller trial opened. The crowds were so bad that the glass courtroom doors were shattered in the crush, and from then on, identification discs were issued to the first 43 spectators in line. The line began forming at 6 a.m., and college girls camped at the courthouse all night with stores of graham crackers and NoCal. All they were doing was picking a jury those first few days, but the sensational nature of the case had already suggested itself. Early in December, there had been an abortive first trial, a trial at which no evidence was ever presented because, on the day the jury was seated, the San Bernardino Sun-Telegram ran an inside story quoting Assistant District Attorney Don Turner, the prosecutor, as saying, "We are looking into the circumstances of Mrs. Hayton's death. In view of the current trial concerning the death of Dr. Miller, I do not feel I should comment on Mrs. Hayton's death." It seemed that there had been barbiturates in Elaine Hayton's blood, and that there seemed some irregularity about the way she was dressed on that morning when she was found under the covers, dead. Any doubts about the death at the time, however, had never gotten as far as the sheriff's office. "I guess somebody didn't want to rock the boat," Turner said later. These were prominent people. Although all of that had not been in the Sun-Telegram story, an immediate mistrial had been declared.